Yup, what's up? What up, though? What's happening? What's popping, y'all? You know what time it is. This is Aaron Navon Preacher, aka No Preach, and we're here back at it again with another Yo Average Preachers podcast. Really don't got much to talk about since it's late at night, and knowing me, I got work in the morning. I'm gonna keep things short and brief and simple. So I don't have no questions asked today, but I've been trying to promote questions to talk about, but I know a lot of things is going on throughout this country, pandemic, people still marching for Black Lives Matter, so it's kind of slow this week, but before I even start anything, I just want to say this, a self-promo, but I'm proud of myself. I had my first event for flag football a couple days ago. A couple days ago on Sunday. I know it was hot, but people showed up. It's not all about the numbers, y'all. It's about the support and the positivity. So, shout out to everybody that came through Sunday last weekend. Show support, show love, and everybody have fun. The ones who couldn't make it, I understand. It was hot as hell outside. I'm surprised ain't none of us passed out on that field. But after that, you know, everybody have fun. So enough of my self-promotion, and let's get on with the topics. Well, I can't really say I don't have any topics to talk about. It's more of what goes through my head and what people ask me throughout the day. But I can say, someone asked me the other day, we was at work, and they asked me, how do I feel about the state of Ohio making masks mandatory now? In all honesty, this is how I feel about it. I mean, people should have been wearing masks before then, but, you know, some people have this subconscious mind saying, I can't breathe through the mask, but if you're talking through that mask, that means you can breathe. But with people with asthma, I kind of feel bad for it because, you know, as much as they wear the mask, it irritates them, it frustrates them, you know. So it's pros and cons to this mandatory wear mask thing. Now, you got people who understand it. Though the numbers have shot up through COVID-19. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this, everybody and their damn mama went to Atlanta these past few weeks. I don't know why, but I know everybody want to get out and have fun, but we still in a pandemic, world. We're still in a pandemic. We're still trying to figure out a cure for this shit. And for those who went out and had a vacation, you know, kudos to y'all. I know some of y'all was working through this pandemic and lockdown. We're still in a pandemic, my way. But for those who went on vacation, I feel like some of y'all deserve it, because, you know, y'all got kids. I know some people was just tired and frustrated to sit in the house all day, you know, go work or work at home. But for the ones who just are selfish, I want to reword what I just said before. You know, the people who went on vacation that deserve it. I see y'all was wearing masks on your timeline. People was wearing masks on vacation. That's cool. Y'all played safe. But to the ones who just went to on vacation, just to go, and y'all not even wearing a mask, y'all all bunched up. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Especially for all you fools that went to Atlanta and I seen, you know, strip clubs and all this other stuff, everybody packed together. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you put yourself at risk, you put that other person in there at risk, and then you put everybody, well, I'm not supposed to say you, but more majority, everybody's putting themselves at risk just to have fun. I don't get it. It's like people got amnesia, like, oh, COVID-19, don't wait for it's the summertime. It's time to get out there. No, that shouldn't be the case. Like, y'all gotta learn. You know, like, y'all be somewhere crying about, you know, you're in the hospital, like, I got the Rona, pray for me. Which is, you know, yeah, I'm not going to be rude about it. I'm going to say, you know, my condolences and prayers go out to you. But at the same time, I'm going to let you know, like, should have stayed at home. Should have wore a mask. Should have practiced 6 feet. But did you listen? No. That's your fault. I know I might get attacked for saying that. I might get criticized, but I'm just being honest. That's my opinion. So, but for the people here in Ohio, you know, I seen the numbers shot up. Like, somewhere up in Cleveland, here in Franklin County, and it was another place that's on level 3. I saw the chart. But this is Go House till I say it. My Dwayne should have never opened early. That's my opinion. The reason why, everybody bullied them into opening up and shit like that, and now the numbers are shot up. Now, you know, he passed a bill saying mandatory masks are effective immediately. I'm like, whoa, you should have never opened early. Look at Michigan. Like, the mayor over there, Gretch, bro, she's doing whatever it takes to keep her people safe. The state safe. And you know what? It's working. I mean, I'll probably see it differently because I see on Instagram people just, you know, doing burnouts and stuff in the middle of the street. But you know what's crazy about it? Everybody's wearing a mask. Everybody's 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? People are in their cars. So, Mike Dwayne, you probably should have took lessons from Gretchen, aka Big Gretch out there. But in all seriousness, people, please, please, please. The only way we can all get through this together is practice social distancing 6 feet. And wear a goddamn mask, okay? It's not that fucking hard. You can make a mask out of a t-shirt. You can go buy a mask. I know masks is probably running high at this rate with the cost of prices going up. But hey, if you want to protect yourself, wear a mask. If not, sit your ass at home. It's that simple. And plus, you know, me having to talk with some of these nurses at my job since I work in the hospital, you know, you got some was like, it is what it is. I'm not going to cry about it. I don't wear a mask since the beginning of COVID-19. So, and then you got some like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not putting a mask on my child. I'm like, whoa, stay at home. You can do like, if you got things you need to buy, it's called delivery. Okay. Now I know I may sound harsh when I say this, but I gotta stop being selfish. Okay? Jesus Christ, like y'all just do anything, man. But my bad, y'all. I had to be sipping water. But I think that's all I gotta say about the whole COVID-19 situation. But it is what it is. Now, there's another thing I wanna talk about. And how can I say this and put it in the right way? Can we all just get along? Especially in the black community. Like, it bugs me and it scares me to sit there and see, you know, black men not uplifting black women and black women not uplifting black men. But it's, I can't say balanced out. I'd probably say, and this is coming from what I see with my own two eyes and my perspective, black women probably uplift more black men than anything. And honestly, fellas, we gotta do better. We have to do better. So, bro, it's like this. If you really got an issue with black women, bro, and you know, y'all can talk it out, but you don't gotta, you know, break her down and call out her name and be disrespectful. Like, it's sickening, bro. Especially on social media, bro. Like you just wanna, like, you wanna just sit there and you type in and tell her, you know, tell that person, like, hey, bro, like, you gotta chill out. But And then the moment you step up for that one person, everybody calls you a simp. Everybody like, oh, like, you don't know the situation. Okay, I may not know the situation, but still, like, you don't gotta call her out her name, bro. Like, instead of downgrading her, bro, uplift her, bro. Like, come on now. Y'all just making it, like, difficult. Black women, I can say the same thing, you know, but I might probably get criticized for saying this, but I know black women, y'all kind of sit there and have this mindset where I don't need a man. I'm strong. I'm independent. I can do all that by myself, which is fine, which is totally fine. But there comes in a time and a place where you need that shoulder you can lean on to. You need a backbone, a strong backbone in a man. Because now these days, you know, I'm seeing a lot. I mean, before I get to saying this, it's okay to date. It's okay. I'm going to say this again. It's okay to date outside your race. It's okay. But my thing is, when I say this, don't disregard what you had before, and then when you get something new, you want to say something out of character. Because I see this all the time, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or in public. I hear this every time, and even in rap songs. White girls are more fun. Like, doesn't that discourage you saying that, fellas? Doesn't that, like, hurt your pride? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I never dated a white girl in a day of my life. And I don't plan on to. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just, I have this phobia, bro, where I feel like every white girl lies. That's how I feel. They lie about the serious things. They lie about rape. I mean, I'm not going to say, well, I can't really say that because most of the time it's true. But the past few cases I've seen where a black man was accused of sexual assault and rape, and I come to find out, you know, years later, she was like, yeah, I lied. I just wanted to see him do. That's a racist, by the way. So that's my only fear of dating white women. Black women, I love y'all to death. And that's a win, regardless. But we just gotta do better, people. Black men, stop criticizing black women. Please. Just because you dating Becky and shit down the street from Beverly Hills, that don't mean you can downgrade a black woman, bro, because she told you no. Or she's not eating. Okay? Is that, like, y'all gotta understand. You know, that's something to take into consideration. That's something to think about, okay? So, but we just gotta do better, people. We gotta do better. Dang it, it was another topic I had in my head when I was like probably downstairs in the shower, but oh yeah. What was it? Oh yeah, now I remember. So I wanna talk about supporting businesses. I probably said this in my last podcast. I kept it, that was like a rant. I feel my last podcast, my last episode, which is my first episode. If you want to go check that out, you can go download anchor.com or you can download the app Anchor and type in Your Average Preacher. Boom, the first episode there. I'll share the link on my Instagram page or my Twitter, you know, my Instagram page at No Preach. That is KNOW_PRECH. Or I'll probably just drop my Instagram link in here. And let you know. But anyways, I had this discussion with somebody the other day. We were talking about, you know, how people, whether they choose or who they support. And, you know, we had a little agreement and disagreement, but we have both perspectives of pros and cons on this discussion. So I'm going to just put this as an example. So my brother, he has his own business. He has his own fashion clothing line. So he just dropped his duffel bags, you know, for pre-orders. His pre-orders bags, each one has a color. Each color of the duffel bag has a price. I told someone I work about my brother's duffel bags, and he was like, cool. So, you know, he said the price, you know, I saw the price. You know, he put the website up. I'm going to just say that. He put the website up. My brother said, I'm going to go check it out. Check out PreacherStudios.com. That's a shameless plug right there. So, I showed someone, you know, to my brother's website, and he was like, oh, these duffel bags is fire. You know, they nice. And I was like, yo, like, you can just pre-order. So he saw the duffel bag price, and he was like, bro, what's with these high prices? I don't know what you mean. He was like, bro, a duffel bag is going for $238. I'm like, okay. And what's the problem? He was like, I'm not spending $238 on a duffel bag. I'm like, well, nigga, just say you can't afford the price. Okay? And you know, he was like, it's not that, bro. I mean, his duffel bag is fire, bro, but I'm not paying that much. I'm like, okay, but you'll pay like $500 for a Gucci duffel bag. He was like, it's Gucci. I'm like, what sense does that make? Okay? Like, y'all gotta understand, bro, like, y'all have to support, bro. It's not that big of a deal. Like, if you really want to support somebody, bro, that's fine. But don't go sit there and complain about somebody's art and somebody's prices on a, whether it's their treats, whether it's their food, whether it's their clothing line, whatever it is. Stop complaining about the price. If you can't afford the price, just say you don't want to buy it, or I don't got the money for it, okay? And keep it pushing. Don't go try to bring somebody's business down on social media like, yo, this person charging too much for a duffel bag, or, bro, you said $30 for a t-shirt? Nah, bro, that ain't it. But you're willing to spend $600 on a V-long shirt? I'm not trying to hear that, okay? If you don't want to support it, then keep it pushing. All right? Damn. I'm different. I'll say if I got the money, I got the money. If I don't have the money, I'm like, I got you next time. I'll make a purchase. Y'all be tripping about these prices, bro. Like, it's not that deep. That's our problem. Y'all want to support. Y'all say y'all want to support this person. Y'all want to support that person. But when it's time to come down and make the purchase, y'all see that price, y'all like, nah, I'm good. Oh, she charged too much. Or, damn, bro, why are you charging so much? Like, bro, like, shut the fuck up. If you can't afford it, just say you can't afford it. Damn. Or just pass it along and tell a friend, like, hey, you know, support this person. Their duffel bag is nice. Don't go up and say, but the price is too high. Just. I saw this meme. It said this. It costs $0 for support and they share. Okay? It's not that hard, people. It's not that hard. All you gotta do is just retweet somebody's business page, shout them out, or whatever. You don't gotta bring down somebody's business. Like, I don't care. What are they, white? What are they, black? What are they, Japanese, Arabian, Indian, or Mexican? Stop trying to criticize somebody's, you know, business just because of their prices. Instead, you need to criticize Gucci for these high-ass prices. Louis Vuitton for these high-ass prices. Coach for these high-ass prices. Hell, y'all need to criticize Jordan for his high-ass prices. Shit. Damn shame. Shame on y'all for whoever criticizes people's businesses. That's all I gotta say. But I just want to get that off my chest. I'll probably upload this either tomorrow or probably Thursday. I gotta edit some things out. Sorry everybody for cussing so much. It's supposed to be a leisure podcast, but I had to get a lot of things off my chest today. But oh man, I appreciate it. All I gotta say is peace and love. Stay safe. Practice social distancing. Love each other. Care for each other. And support each other, because we are in wild times right now, and it's still going. This is I was about to say something great, but I forgot. I just want to say I'm out, and hopefully I'll see y'all soon. I'm trying to be consistent with this podcast, so, but I had a wall and coming up with ideas. But other than that, this is No Preach, and signing out. Peace.